Blog Talk Radio.
Nazi UFO hunter himself, Lex. Oh, tap. Lex, how's it going?
Oh, it's going pretty good.
All right. Glad to hear it. Got your clock fixed. It seems like you're on time now. Chris is supposed to call in. We were going to just do a Voltage Paranormal Investigation show talking about things that Voltage Paranormal has captured, but has he called in yet?
Nope, still waiting on him. I can talk about most of them being the leader of the whole thing. I was there.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. And I wasn't there. I know you have a lot of interesting pictures that you captured. Why don't you tell us about it from the beginning, how it got started?
Well,
things that you were able to accomplish.
We've
pictures.
Investigated this place about 3 times. And from the very first outset, when I got a picture, there was this is at the DeSoto / Howe Hotel.
Everybody, excuse me, Lex Hotel, if you don't mind. Everybody, these pictures are on the Voltage Paranormal page on Facebook. So feel free to take a look. They are there. They're amazing. I have seen them. So go ahead, Blake. Go ahead and tell us everything.
Well, it's the old gangster museum downtown in Hot Springs, Arkansas, and it. It is
that's
a
where,
big
that's
hotel.
Where you, that's where you got your start, right?
In Hot Springs, yes. In Hot Springs,
yeah,
Arkansas,
right.
Yes. During college, me
yeah.
and
yeah, right.
colleagues and we formed this group, me being the president and founder. And anyway, that is total hotel was a World War II reformatory for wounded veterans coming back from World War II, hundreds of them. Could barely
right.
fit in this big hotel. And there were lots
right.
of desks. Not to mention where we went to school in college at ACTI.
Yeah.
There were over 4,000 dead bodies in the basement.
Right. That used to be the hospital, was it? No. Did it used to be the hospital?
Yes.
Okay.
And so this is a very haunted place. It not only has to do with World War II casualties, but also Al Capone and the gangster mafia type. Yeah.
Right, because Hot Springs was his place of. These are his resort. Basically, he created Hot Springs. So, go ahead.
Well, okay. So we got invited to go down and do the Poets' Loft investigation. We found a lot of stuff. We found the evidence of a man. Ghost Lab actually called us. And used our investigation evidence and everything for an episode on Discovery Channel.
Right.
And they
were very interested in your findings and in the evidence that you had, and it compelled them to get in touch with you and come down and do a ghost lab investigation.
I mean, we had heads suspended in air.
Yeah.
On camera. And
did Ghost Lab what kind of evidence did Ghost Lab find?
Well, okay, it was more of a audio vibratory evidence.
Right.
Who was the ghost who was supposed to haunt there?
Right.
Which we found evidence of as well. I'll go into that later. But he banged on the congos, which is what he played in life. And
right.
He banged on the congos. And it was clear. It was clear on Ghost Lab, on the episode, The Polar's Loft.
Right. And Ghost Lab Ghost Lab was able to concur and approve the evidence you had was real. They came and found evidence themselves. They actually found evidence there.
Yes,
strong evidence. Strong evidence.
Yes, they did. They put it on TV.
Yeah. Put it on TV. It sure did. I remember that episode. That was around 2010, 11. When was this? 2010?
Yes.
Somewhere around there, yeah.
Well, Paranormal had just started. We had made a name for ourselves in Hot Spring and in investigating the flashlight phantom of West Mountain out there in the state park of Hot Springs.
Right.
Looking, the whole caldera of Hot Springs from West Mountain. And I actually just pointed my camera, my phone camera, and it didn't have any flash or anything. And I said, if you're here, please materialize in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And lo and behold, it materialized. There were Indian spirits. There were spirits flying around the Indian spirits.
Okay, hold up, Indian spirits.
Yeah.
Now, I want to talk a little bit about that. Your experience with these Indian spirits, was it positive? Was it negative?
It was positive. It was letting us know that they were there. Chris, the co-founder of Voltage Paranormal, actually caught some videotape of this amorphous flying monster with fangs and everything flying around us. And you could tell it was closing its mouth and opening its mouth, in a manner that it was trying to do something, but it couldn't really affect us.
Right. So was it trying to reach out and touch, communicate through touch with you, do you think, or was it trying to hurt you?
Well, it did make one of our members sick. I remember this. I took pictures. I got pictures of the entity around him, as well as around myself.
Right.
And
did it make you sick? Were you feeling
It didn't make me think. It just made me want to know what this was.
Right.
Because Hot Springs is the most sacred mountain to the Indians, to all Indians, North America.
Right.
It's called Mount Minnetonka. And it's,
all right.
And it's because of the healing springs. And you come
there
and you cannot fight. But yet there's been lots of mayhem. And murder.
Lots of mayhem and murder there. Between the Indian tribes themselves.
There have been people that have gone up on the mountain hike and committed suicide. there have been people that have gone up there and disappeared.
You know, and that reminds me, hold on, that reminds me of Mount Fuji in Japan, where they actually still to this day go, people will go and commit suicide. I wonder why that is. What is so special about these areas? And it's not just Fuji, it's not just this place either. There are other places around the nation. There, you know, I don't know, it seems to have this reputation for death, where people will actually go to that area seeking to take their own lives, as if they were called there in some way. So your experience there, when you went there and recorded this evidence, you were able to actually capture these spirits as they called out to you, or as they appeared to you, correct?
Oh, yes, yes. Very much so. I mean, we got EVP saying, help me, I died here.
And you do have these EVPs on our website as well, so people can go and check that out. All the evidence from, I guess, most of the investigations you do put on the website for people to see. And you like to share what you found.
We played them on past shows.
Haunted Belgrade Rose Hotel.
And that's
a great show. Yeah, so that's in our archives, too. That's right.
Yeah.
That's correct.
I didn't take the time to load them tonight, but because we only have 30 minutes.
Let's move forward just a little bit, because I'm interested in the evidence you captured at the college there. It used to be, I think, a hospital back maybe during World War I even, where they would bring the soldiers, a lot of soldiers would die. And some of the visual evidence you were able to capture just blows me away. Let's talk a little bit about that, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Tell them what it was. Tell them where it's at. Tell them what it was. And let's get into the evidence.
Well, okay. I went to college at ACCI, Hot Springs, Arkansas, in a big building they call the Castle of Death. And
why is it called the Castle of Death?
Well, because so many World War II injured soldiers came through there and died.
Okay, but isn't it older even than that? Doesn't it go back to perhaps even the Civil War? I mean,
it very much does. Yes, exactly. It does go back to the Civil War vets come to there. I actually captured the footage of a ghost named Gary moving across the room, and it was clear. I mean, and it was a Confederate soldier in the army of Hyman in Prairie Grove, Arkansas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have a famous battlefield in Prairie Grove, Arkansas, by the way. So it is a Civil War battlefield, but. So he fought in that war and was transported to the hospital there, correct?
Yes, and he is the one that introduced us through EVPs to the spirit of a little girl named Adrian, where both its paranormal gets its name from. Because we contacted her. We actually were able to get a picture of her from the house parent. And we contacted her through EVPs, through Gary, the Confederate soldier that was watching over her in death. And all of a sudden, a big old bright, just like a transformer blowing up in the middle of the room. And it sent out lightning everywhere through the windows and fucking under the doors, everything.
Mm-hmm.
And we said, wow, we sent her over.
Mm-hmm.
We sent her over.
Did you halfway help her cross over? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
So she was gone. You never were able to contact her again. Is that what you're saying? Or is
yes.
she still there? So she's not there anymore?
No, she is not. We tried to contact her many times after.
What about Gary? Is he still there?
Gary, unfortunately, is still there.
Okay. Okay, so... But some of this evidence, and we have pictures. If people want to go back in our archives and look, and Alex has put pictures on the webpage as well, Wolf's Paranormal on Facebook. VPI, I believe it is, VPI on Facebook, so you can connect to the pictures there as well. They're fascinating. I mean, absolutely amazing. So... Go ahead, Alex.
I would like to talk about the time that we were able to catch an orb flying around in the room and flying mm-hmm. around to and fro from left to right mm-hmm. in the room.
And you can see this making a full blown
apparition.
You can see this with the naked eye.
Yes.
Correct? That's amazing.
Yes.
Tell us all about it. Tell us about that experience.
Well, I have photographed many orbs, and to me, most of them that I get seem to have faces in them. Now, they are able to, if they want to, or if they can, manifest enough energy, manifest into a full-blown apparition for a moment. That you may not even see, but if you have a camera going, it will capture it.
Okay. And you have captured this evidence, correct?
Oh yes. Oh yes.
So tell us
we are the only team that has ever captured anything like this.
Well, tell us about it. Tell us about your experience with the apparitions there and the orbs. Do you think they were just communicating directly with you, or what was going on?
There were so many there that you couldn't distinguish one from the other a lot of times, because over 4,000 dead bodies were in this building in the summertime in the heat and rotting, and it was just in the basement stack of cordwood.
Their bodies, were they burned or buried? Do you know?
They tried to burn. They have a little incinerator out there, but they couldn't keep up with it.
They had so many they couldn't keep up with it. They were just incinerating them, and their spirits have been wandering ever since.
Yes.
And the evidence, and you've been able, unfortunately, correct, and you have been able to capture this evidence on film and on videotape, as well as EVPs, many times over within this building. And I'd like to talk a little bit about.
We have been guests on Ghost Lab, 850 KOA AM out in Colorado. With over 4 million listeners.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes, I remember.
We buddied up with Giorgio Tsoukalos on the ancient alien ideas. George Norrie knows it.
Yes. Yes, that's correct. So, you know, you're able to gain recognition because of the evidence that you collected as a group.
And granted, that most of this evidence is on cheap cameras that, you know, we can only afford because we're not rich.
Right,
but
you're still able to capture it. I mean, the pictures you captured are absolutely stunning. Some of them are. And there's one in particular that, you know, always, or two, that always fascinated me. And So when you took a picture of your friend, you meant to just capture your friend outside. It looked like on a bench. And at the school. And behind him or on his shoulder is a smoke figure with a face smiling at you as you took the picture.
He's very clear.
Hey, oh, it's clear as day. I mean, you can't deny that. That's just clear. And you didn't even know it was there until you looked at the picture. You couldn't see it with the naked eye. You didn't mean to
Actually, a fan of the group, both Paranormal, caught that and told us about it. And we went back and looked at it. And yes, sure enough, one of our best pictures ever.
It's amazing. It really is. It's stunning. And that's just, one of hundreds of amazing pictures that you've captured over the years, and EVPs as well. You've got tons of them. Picture, though.
Yeah.
Well, I was just saying another picture that just fascinates me. And I'm not sure where you captured it. It may not have been at the school, but you took a picture, just a selfie. And when you took the selfie, within the room is a large reaper-like creature. You know the picture I'm talking about. And
what does the face look like? I mean, it's like it. Yeah, tell us. Tell us what you saw.
Well, it looks like, hooded reaper. I don't know how to explain it. Other than that, I mean, not that I think that reapers have hoods. I don't even know there is such a thing as a reaper. But whatever, that's just what I can compare it to. Whatever you captured, it was clothed in a cloak with a hood. And its face is very demonic looking. It's sinister looking. It looks very sinister. And it's very clear that whatever it is was there with you. I mean, something was there with you. Did you happen to feel the creep character there? I mean, was it something you felt
I could feel it, and it was actually on EVP on the camera, on the video. And you can actually watch this video on YouTube, the Soto Hotel of the Dead.
Oh, that's correct. We do have video of investigations on YouTube. Tell them how to get to that and what to look for.
You can look for the Andrea Rose investigation.
Andrea Rose investigation.
Yes. And
that's a great one.
The DeSoto Hotel.
All of this is available on YouTube.
Al Capone's Haunts.
Yes, Al Capone, who built Hot Springs. And there's a legend, and I don't know, maybe one of the legends, probably a fact, where he had, I believe it was 14 FBI agents murdered in that hotel. Was it 16?
16.
Okay, 16 FBI agents murdered in that hotel.
That's where I got the picture of the Reaper that you're talking about.
Oh, okay, so there's a spirit in that hotel that perhaps it has the other spirits.
Kept mocking me and calling my name and taunting me throughout the whole investigation. You could hear it.
Oh, really? Could you feel it? Could you feel it?
I called in Archangel Gabriel to cleanse the area. And he was like, where is he? What is he doing now? He was like taunting me.
Yeah.
He wasn't afraid. He was not afraid.
No, he's an evil spirit of some sort. And the picture is it's an image cloaked in a hooded type garb of some sort, with his face inside of that hood. Looked very,
who's
very
handing out in the hoods in hell?
yeah, really. I mean, what's up with that? But Al Capone, who built Hot Springs, probably wouldn't be a Hot Springs if it wouldn't have been Al Capone.
In the DeSoto Hotel that I was talking about earlier, where we actually caught that picture, what were you talking about?
I asked
who had you killed, and we could hear with our own ears. It was Capone, and it was not just the EVP. We could hear it with our own ears. It was a voice.
Yeah, that's interesting. You know, I had an experience in a Hot Springs hotel once. It's been a long time, so I don't remember which one it was, but. The hotel's still there. It's still running, I'm sure. But anyway, I was walking through the hall, and there was a man sitting on a bench in the hallway, reading a newspaper. He had a white robe on, you know, like he was fixing to go down and get in the spring, because they still have hot springs in Hot Springs, you know, where you can, the bathhouses and stuff.
Of course, yes.
Yeah, I think they've reopened some. Anyway, he was wearing
my friend has one. He lets me swim there. Yes,
he was wearing a fedora and smoking a cigar, and you could smell the cigar smoke. Okay, and I walked past him, and I seen it, and then I kind of had this feeling, this tingling sensation of some sort. I turned around, and it was gone.
Okay.
So that's my experience.
Well, you have seen the picture of what I call the Rosemary's Baby hand doing the devil sign. Book of Mormon sign.
Yeah. It's a full body apparition almost. I have seen it. Yeah, absolutely. It's like hanging in the air doing it.
And
is that
right
the one you're talking
about?
Yeah. Is that the picture you're talking about?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's right behind me. I never felt any malevolent presence in my mind. I knew what I was facing.
Well, Alex,
I knew that they could not. Huh?
We need to wrap this up. I think we have. How much time do we have left? 1 minute.
2:30.
Two minutes and 30 seconds. Okay, I'm sorry. I thought we had less time than that. My clock may be messing up now, because I'm showing it to be 30 seconds, because it's almost midnight, and I wanted to kind of get a plug in there for Voltage Paranormal.
Go ahead. We just got enough time for that. Go ahead.
Well, okay, Voltage Paranormal, of course, you can go to the VPI Facebook page. You'll see the evidence, some of that he has posted. Some of these pictures will be there. Also archived within this radio program and Voltage Paranormal's other radio program, there are two. Mine is not called Voltage Paranormal Radio. It's Madman 2012. But in Voltage Paranormal Radio, so it's where you want to go if you want to look at the archives and listen to them. The DeSoto Hotel investigation, among other investigations, you can find on YouTube. He was kind enough to put those out there for us. And these are legit investigations. And I can tell you firsthand, you know, Ghost Lab and other parties have been through there because of Voltage Paranormal, because of the work that they were able to do and the evidence they were able to capture. So it's very, very good to have you tonight, Lex Hotep. Thank you for sharing your
oh, no problem.
With us. Because it is, it's intriguing, and it's very. I just want everybody to look at this, the evidence, and judge it for yourselves. It's amazing. Some of this stuff is so clear, and like I said, he had cheap little cameras, nothing fancy, nothing Photoshop. There's this little, you know, a lot of this evidence was caught before there was a Photoshop, or maybe not, but before it was really accessible and easy to use. So, and I can promise you, it's not. And other people have looked at it, people who are investigators of Ghost Lab, and said, no, that's real. And it is real. It's very real. You hear the EVPs, you know, calling out to the members of VPI. You quantify, you put all this together, and it's just amazing. And looking at, so I want to thank you for sharing. How much time do we got left?
We're out.
We are out of time. So, hey, listen, thank you for listening. I hope you enjoy the show. I hope you enjoy the links that we've told you about. So please go look, and God bless. And for Madman 2012, I'm out of here, brother.
I'm out, too. Good night.
All right. Good night.